requests. And Betty's group, look at what they have done, pages. And I said to them, I said, can you imagine if God sees this? When God sees this, will he not answer? So this morning, first thing is that I like to just say, we were honored, we're privileged, and we're humbled. We were sent, we're commissioned by God, by Jubilee Church. And I have to tell you, mission accomplished. I remember when we finished that Sunday afternoon, I hope this is not the labor of my good friend. Steve, you could answer, because we're this of our friend, the baby is due, so we have to babysit. Okay, whatever we told them, we cannot take care of because we're speaking, so. So, Lord Jesus, hold the baby. I remember the day when we just finished, and I just leap and I say, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you did an awesome job. We're brag on you. You are great. You are so great. We just give all the glory to you. So as we did this, and I say, Lord, I just offer all the fruits on the altar to you. Because I've learned through the years, quite a long time ago, that when we receive from God, and God uses and works, immediately we need to give back to God so that it goes like this. And he said, anything we receive from him, if we hold and I give back to him, the very thing will destroy us. So this morning, we're going to celebrate. Let me say a big thank you to all of you. I want to especially acknowledge Pastor Steve, the staff, Axe, Carolyn, Chang, the Wednesday prayer team, as you can see, Helen, Angie, and Louise, and Betty Colon. Becky Ferris, thank you for your warrior teams. And all of Restoration Ministry teams, and all those people. You know what is a long list I send out for prayer requests, ask? And all of you, I want to thank you, because it's really about God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and the prayer intercessors. This mission trip probably is the best, the most rewarding, joyful, exhilarating I've ever experienced. It's like you guys are connected to me, okay, the prayers. It is like a big tube, and you're just sending. And the anointing, the presence of God, the love of God is present all the time. It's like we're on Superman outfit. Every time, worship the presence. And as we were worshiping, and thank you so much, Tim, you picked that song, because I just realized in the presence of God, so strong. One lady is a really pillar of the church, and she said, the presence, the anointing is so strong. The love of God is so strong. She said, I just immerse in that. I just immerse that. Freedom just come. And my daughter we have been ripped our relationship. And she said, I don't even know how my daughter called me. And in the presence of God, we see what happened is some people would just embrace the love of God, touched by God. Some people just wept on the floor. Some people received healing. Some people received joy and laughter when you saw so much oppression. So in the presence of the anointing of God, the manifestation is so different. And some people just wept and wept and repent. And that's how awesome it is. And realize that when we're up here, we can never brag about ourselves. Because you and I know, without the anointing in the presence of God, nothing is accomplished. So now, talk about the prayer list. I have the prayer list, as some of you saw, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and even more of that. And I say 100% is being accomplished. Let me just say, what are they? Here are the requests. Let's see, where are they? Okay, I have another sheet. Let me see, where is it? Okay, see, I wrote somewhere and it's not here. But anyways, one of the key things we're praying is that the Lord will raise up key leaders so they can multiply. Because, you know, if just one single seed and not being multiplied, you know, you just have to go back again and again. Well, we prayed for that and you guys prayed for that. And I can tell you this. The church pastor Chi, that's what he said. He said, this is going to be integrated to the whole church. He has key leaders of cell groups received training. And he said his strategy is 1-3-3. That means one leader of the prayer cell group will train three, and the other three train three. So he said, everyone, that's what he said, everyone, well, those are the ones that came. And he said, it will be implementing to the whole church. Every church member has to go through this. And he said, in his sermon following weeks, I think he had already started, that he will implement. Oh, by the way, he was there all the time watching, and he has a menu in front of him. So he's very serious about that, and he's very excited. He's very excited. So you can tell that he's already spreading the whole church. His church will be maybe about, I'll say about 800 members. So can imagine through that. And the people that came to receive the training, not just from his church. There's one very well-known evangelist. She has all her core team here, and they were there 8 days. And they embraced that. And they're very powerful evangelists. I have to share some of the stuff they have for evangelism. So their whole team is excited. They're really excited. You can just tell because God touched them, not us. And then there's Pattaya. See, there's two cities, Bangkok and Pattaya, okay? So the Pattaya, we also went to minister to them. And Steve's going to show you what the Lord has done. Pattaya is, okay, Pastor Chi has a church in Pattaya, but also Randy Nelson, they have an organization working with the sex trafficking. And so we were able to, just for one night, and minister to them, and also one day minister to the key leaders. So Pattaya also is. So in a way, before we went, one person gave us a prophecy, and he said, is going to be the fire going to be ignited? And there are different pastors have come to receive the training, and they're key leaders, key pastors. So Jubilee, you are spreading the fire. And they want us to be back. So, yeah, they want us to be back. So pray that as Chris and Betty Colon prayed this morning, and you're prophetic when you prayed, that is not the end, but that's the beginning. That's the beginning. So spreading is multiplying. And Reddy Eddy Nelson, they said, wow. He said, there's so much need for especially for Thailand pastors, because the leaders are the ones that are very wounded, and they have no one to turn to. And just like any leaders, they feel very alone, and they're wounded, and they have unforgiveness, and their bitterness in their heart. But whom are they going to pour their heart to? You know, you being a pastor, you still have unforgiveness, but that wound is so deep, deep back there. And yeah, so yeah, so we'll be back. Now, God did accelerated work. It's a miracle, because when we're back, Steve and I just, we have to tell each other all the time. We say, wow, God, it's amazing what you did in such a short time. So we have 4 days of encounter, just for everyone to go through encounter. And we have to give 2 nights of sermons to the open public. We have only 7 hours, 3 sessions, to do training for the leaders. And you know, training, usually, you know, B knows, we spend Saturdays, whole day just to give training. Well, we told God, we say, God, you know, there's not enough time. So you have to do a supernatural thing, okay? You have to come and do impartation to these people. And he sure did. Amazingly above beyond what we could think. Imagine we have to divide them 3 in a group. They do minister to each other, hands on. They were able to learn how to lead people into unforgiveness, bitterness, and anger. They're able to practice on how to bring the inner healing, the healing of the memories. They also learn how to do womb ministry, how to go back to the womb, because that's where major wounding happened to many of us. That really decided the rest of our life in the womb. And you know what? They did it, and I hear these pop, pop, pop here. You know, one group just burst out just that laughter, holy laughter. Another group just say, whoa, they're just sampling and dancing. And another group just cry and cry. So, you know, God is doing that work. And many, we have a one session of just give a testimony. And their breakthroughs is not what we touch them. The breakthroughs is because I shared with them. I said, look, this is the principle. You look at your issues, your problems, any, whether physical or whatever, you go back to the root. I said, ask Lord Jesus, where did that root come from? Okay? This is the most important thing you need to remember. And you know what? They do. I remember one lady said, for 5 days, I couldn't hear God. I asked the Lord, where's the root? And she said, I was so desperate the last day, Saturday. She said, in the morning, and I just cry out to the Lord. And she said, what happened? She said, you know what happened? God showed up. I was able to hear God. I was able to see. God showed me where it was, and it got free. So they got impartation. They really got the key is, you know the root. Jesus knows the root. You don't know, Jesus knows. Go to the root, okay? So they got impartation. Praise God. Now, let's see, what time is it? I have, okie dokie, I have about 5 minutes. Okay, I just want to share, this is what I said, okie dokie all the time. Okay. Oh, another one prayer request I was asking is that, Lord, give us supernatural divine love for the Thai people. Because when you don't go to a land, you just say, that's a people, right? It's a whole people. I said, but I need your supernatural love. Yes. And so that's what God did. There's so much anointing of God's love, as I shared. And I just love them, and they just love us. That love, just love. That just penetrates the walls. No walls whatsoever. It's like we're a big, huge family. We're loved, we're honored, we're spoiled. We were spoiled, Pastor Steve. We were so honored and spoiled, and just we were treated like royalty. But they don't see us up there. I mean, we're equal. I mean, we're papa and mama, or grandma or grandpa to them. Especially, I think Steve is going to share about some of the, you know, impart the blessings, fathers and blessings. Maybe I just have time to do one testimony. So one night I was sharing about the roots and the fruits of our diseases. You know, so I gave them, you know, unforgiveness, bitterness, wounding, you know, self-hatred, da-da-da, what are the things. But I gave them this at the very beginning. I said, this is a very funny story, but it's real, okay? So someone with a broken car and took it to the mechanic. And he said, well, you know, the light on the panel lit on. So would you please fix it? The mechanic said, that's simple. That's very simple. Put a tape on those lights. Now, go back, and it's going to be all right. So of course, you know, still not working. So this lady took the car back, and the mechanic said, oh, very simple. I'm just going to tear that lights off. Just tear them off. Took them off. So you don't see the light. And he said, that will take care of the problem. Well, I said the same thing. I said, our physical diseases is really the symptoms, the fruits of some root issue you need to look at. So, you know, make a long story short. So afterwards, almost the whole congregation has come to receive prayers, and we have the different team members pray. And the pastor appointed one young man to come to receive prayer because he's one of the key leaders and he's a son of a pastor, one of the pastors. And he said, I said, what is your issue? He said, I have this this numbness on my neck, and it's been 2 years, and the last 6 months it's beginning to affect my eyesight. I begin to have blurry eyesight. And so I said, okay. I said, what do you think the issue is? Let's ask the Lord, what is the issue? And he said, I have such bitterness, unforgiveness. My heart is hardened, not just towards my parents, but toward the whole community, toward the church. I have bitterness. I'm angry all the time. I have such anger, I can't even hold down a job because I've just been fired. And he said, Wednesday, the Lord beginning soft my heart. And tonight, I realize it's a warning for me. It's a warning for me. So we began to minister to him, and he began to repent, renounce. And afterwards, I just lay hand on him, and he just began to, I said, okay, what is it now? It was 0 to 10. He said, now it's a 5. It used to be 8. I said, okay, great. I said, you see, God is working. Now just receive with more faith. So pray a little bit. I said, what is it now? He said, 1. Oh, let's get down to 0. So we prayed. And to his amazement, he started. He said, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. It's all gone. Oh, by the way, the doctor said that nothing's wrong. They cannot find anything wrong. And so you see, that's the thing. So this is just one of the testimonies. I'm going to have to give my time to Steve. Steve, but where are you? Okay. I prepared many things, but there's no time. Thank you.
Marilyn, please tell me when I need to get off. Okay, just 10:20. Okay, yeah. Actually, right after this, I found out that we have to go and rush and pick up a child of a couple that's having a baby. So, 10:30, we need to leave and hop on over there. Anyways, yeah. I just want to say again that. We're so thankful for the prayer covering that everybody had for us. It was immense. It gave us a covering, a protection that allowed us to move quickly and to run hard. And also, the other thing that helped us, I think, Shirley will agree with this, is that before we went to Thailand, we had a chance to go to Rome. And so we went to the Vatican Square, and we visited where Peter is buried in a tomb, and we knelt before that and we prayed, and we also went to the place where Paul was imprisoned underground, and maybe some of you have heard of it before. I'm sure Richard knows about it, but it's basically when Paul went to Rome. They imprisoned him in a big hole in the ground. And now, of course, it's opened up. You can go and see. You can step down the stairs and go down to it. But it's maybe the size of a Sunday school classroom. And it's just carved out of rock. And they lowered Paul through a hole that was about the width of your shoulders. And then they lowered him down. And then they lowered 38 other men down with him, that were unbelievers, non-believers. And Paul, of course, prayed for their salvation, but he felt amiss that he didn't have water to baptize them, so he prayed, Lord, let the water appear. And the story is that water gushed out of the rock. And so we are just so thankful that we were able to touch base with two giants in our faith, and I'm sure that had something to do with us being anointed in our mission there. I want to quickly show a few slides, and Mark, can you maybe put up the first four? So, of course, we had a lot more, but just to give you an idea, this is in front of the Living Streams Church. With a few of the ladies, that was the church that hosted us as we put on the encounter. And they have a tremendous calling to change Thailand. And I'll mention a little bit more about that later on. But anyways, the next one, Mark. Shirley and I presented the full encounter like we do here. And here is a kind of a picture of just the celebration that was going on. Mark, the next one, please. And when it came time to ministry, boy, I tell you, there really is no or very little ministry, inner healing ministry in Thailand. And they were just ready to absorb anything. And they all came up and received ministry from that. That's number three, Mark? Yeah, okay, how about number four? Okay. This is a panoramic picture in another city where Randy and Edie Nelson live. What they're doing there is they have a small center there, and their focus is on street prostitutes. So this is taken from their doorway looking left to right. And you can see it, you know, that it kind of looks like a rough neighborhood, and it is. And directly, you see the building kind of directly ahead. That's where his team sleeps, and it's a few ladies that have gone there and have feel called to this mission to the street prostitutes. I tell you that they sleep until noontime or 1 o'clock because their day starts at 12 midnight. 12 midnight, they go into these streets that's full of red light stuff. It's a dangerous place to be, but they go there, they bring the ladies in, talk to them about another way, something else. These ladies have been put onto the streets. One, either they're indentured because their parents sold them into prostitution, or they go out there because they don't know anything else to do in their life, and they need to make some income. But what was amazing is that we had an opportunity one evening to present the front part of the encounter for a couple of hours. And at Living Streams, they have such a wonderful team there. They actually translated the entire encounter manual, which is this thick here, into Thai. and it's totally translated now. So we took that manual and we took it to this city where Randy and Edie are, and ministered to a group of these women that were formerly street prostitutes, and led them through a prayer. And Mark, can you? We'll roll a little video. This is them reciting one of the prayers that we have here in the encounter in Thai, just reading it right off the Thai translation. And all these ladies were formerly prostitutes. So it's just mind-blowing. That is really cool. Thanks, Mark. We'll cut it off right there. Thank you. Well, you know, I got to thinking, why Thailand? Why would a church in Camarillo be sent to Thailand of all places? Jerusalem, I can figure out, right? But, and even England, I can figure out. But why Thailand? You know, and I firmly believe that every church has its assignment, just like we have assignments. Okay, and your assignment is propelled by the DNA that drives your church. And so I ask myself, what's the DNA? What have I heard and seen at Jubilee over the years? And you really wouldn't know this unless you've been with us over several seasons. I would say that the word that characterizes our church is freedom. Think about it. I mean, this morning we sang the song on freedom. Okay, if you translate the word Thailand into English, it is land of the free, land of the free. Okay, and in a few weeks, a team to England are going with what? Liberty teams. Yeah. Liberty teams. So everywhere you go in our church, you hear the word freedom. Now, the ministry to Thailand has not been recent. I thought back, it says, how long ago did it first start? It actually began with the Berdoulases, yeah. Right? I mean, we're talking 18 years ago. Okay, and since that time, God has brought it to a focus now, and we're just moving in rapid waters right now, that many people have built on. So it's not because of us; we're just moving with something that God is doing, flashing on by us. The number of Christians in Thailand is very, very small. It's 0.6%. It has been that for decades and decades. So the few Thai churches that are there, they really want to change that number, okay? And they're looking for, they're looking to churches in the West to help them do that, and so I think that our going there with the Freedom Encounter was a tool to help them redo a makeover, change that 0.6 to now 6 or 60 or even more than that. So. When we went to Thailand, of course, everything looks different, you know, in many ways. But when you look at people and you begin to hear their stories and you begin to minister to them, it's really the same things that you hear here. It's the same God. So it's not surprising that the people talk about the same types of things that we have here. When we were in Pattaya, which is the city where Randy and Edie are, when we spoke there, we had an opportunity to give what we call here the Father's blessing. Okay, and boy, I tell you that they responded so much to the Father's blessing, which is basically a prophetic proclamation that all fathers should do over their children to launch them into their life's destiny. And especially there's so much breach of daughter, father, son, father, that literally none of them have ever been blessed by the Father's blessing. So when we open it up for the Father's blessing, now all 130 came up and to receive the Father and the Mother's blessing from us. Some of them were just openly sobbing, weeping, because they never had anything like that before. There's one girl, lady, young lady, who came up to me, and it was explained to me that last year she lost her dad, and last January she lost her mom. So, you know, of course, she's terribly heartbroken because now she's to live the rest of her life, you know, with a new resource in what God is going to give to her. So, you know, I really didn't have to say anything to her. She just grabbed onto me, and she just wept the graveside weeping. And she just wept for a good 5-10 minutes on my shoulder. And I think that the Father's impartation was given to this girl. You know, she needed that moment to pull her life together. I want to briefly read an email that was sent to, it's really an inspiring email to me, it is, because we met a young lady by the name of Christina there, and she is from Malaysia, but she and her family are now living in Thailand, and she explained to us that God has impressed on her to do inner healing. And she sent us a long email, and I'm just going to read a few sentences out of it. And it kind of blew us away when we read this. It said, Christina writes, there are not many inner healing and deliverance ministries around here in Thailand. So usually I have to minister to myself. Since your training now, we have many, many more opportunities. This will definitely be a blessing. I was so excited about another open opportunity on that same evening that I received training from you. I prayed for a young man during an altar call. He is a Westerner who is presently involved in anti-human trafficking working in Bangkok called Destiny Home. They have no one, absolutely no one, to help them to do inner healing for any of their girls. They are often traumatized, abused, and broken. My heart went out to them. He even described them shaking and seated at a corner, even running back into the streets, into the trade. But after they have been healed, after having been healed himself, with 15 minutes of ministry on him, he was fully convinced of the benefit of inner healing. I didn't have to convince him. So I totally believe that this is an open door, especially when they have no one to help them. I told him that I can also do inner healing on their team members. I understand that this is quite difficult for men to be going into the streets. The women hardly have anything left to the imagination on the streets. So to ensure they do not have any roots of sexual sin, one of the reasons my partner and I go together, both of us being women, is because there's hardly any men who would be going to these areas without being affected by the environment. Once I can prepare a room here in Pattaya, we can prepare to bring a girl one at a time, maybe a few days a week, to do ministry. I am so excited. Through my 2.5 years here in Pattaya, you are the first couple, the first team that has taught here. Okay, and this is where it really gets exciting. She says, I am leaving for Malaysia, my home country, for a few weeks to spend time with family who have traveled from overseas to meet at a wedding. After that, I hope to be going to Nepal, either in September or October. The date keeps changing. I'll be doing prayer ministry for trauma victims and shelter for anti-human trafficking women. I also hope to be teaching small groups on inner healing and deliverance. Can I ask for permission to use some of your materials? I will request my friend to have it translate into Nepalese. Yeah, all praise to God. You know, we don't even have to. Once God starts moving, yeah, it just rolls. It goes downhill on its momentum. I mean, it just starts moving on its momentum. So we are just so thankful that God has given us the opportunity and Jubilee to walk in its purpose, its divine purpose, which is to proclaim freedom, 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 freedom in every manner, every way, every place, to all people on every occasion. And we glory to his name. So thank you.
By releasing a blessing. Would you like to receive a blessing? After all, you know, the Bible teaches that when we go to war or wherever we go to recover, like when David, after the city of Ziklag, lost, was captured, his family, his children and wives of other men, when they went to recover that, at that point in time, there were 600 men that journeyed toward that objective at a crossing of a river. 200 became too weary because they'd been in such a pursuit for so long. They didn't know how to keep going, so they remained. God gave them a great victory, and every person's wife and children and goods were all recovered. When the 400, bringing all of the people back, met the 200 that had remained, they said, well, wait a minute, you know, let them have their, you know, they can have their family back, but none of the spoils, that's, we're going to keep it because we went and did all the work. And David stopped everyone and said, no. He said, those who go to war and those who remain with the stuff will share equally in the reward, because this, it takes the entire community to hold this. And it became an ordinance from that point on to always be observed in Israel, and I believe it's a principle we all carry. So I believe all that has been released, we can receive a blessing on that. So let's stand up and please release and pray that over us.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have designed Jubilee to proclaim freedom, Lord, to every place and every people, Father. And I just pray, Father, that you will continue to anoint every person that is here, every person that comes to Jubilee, Lord, that you will give them the open doors, Father, for them to walk through and to proclaim that Jesus sets us free, and that your Holy Spirit provides us with unlimited resources to break off the shackles, Lord, to break all the ties, the bondages that hold people down, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the days and past. I thank you, Father, for the days that are to come, Lord, that Jubilee will walk in the fullness of its high calling, and every person, Father, purse would be filled, Father, with divine encounters and destinies, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Father, for every person here, oh God, that you have selected, Father, in this span of our lives, Father, to run together, to run with the horses, Lord, Father, and not to be weary in well-doing, Lord, but to do your will, Lord, and to finish this race, oh God, in strong manner, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.